Are you in bed already, honey? No, it's okay. I know today was a very long, hard day for you. I'm feeling a bit sleepy myself. Hey, by the way, how was dinner? Nice, right? I cooked it myself. You should be proud that you have a wife like me, you know. What do you mean, why? What's there not to like about me? I'm perfect. I'm like the zenith of womanhood. You, on the other hand, mister, despite what you claim to be, aren't exactly the best husband, or even a decent man. In fact, you should be thanking me for not dumping you years ago. Seriously. I mean, do you really think that I don't have you figured out by now? Do you really think that I don't see you stealing glances at other women, even when I'm around? Like, when we're at parties or other people's weddings? Are you really that naive enough to think that I don't see your eyes light up with the lust, scanning the room for the slightest hints of cleavage, checking out every single woman's ass? Talking like a fine gentleman to them even as you undress them with your eyes. And all that with me right beside you, arm in arm. No, don't make me start a fight now. It's okay, don't worry. It's nothing. As long as it's limited to just looking. You know you'd get an ass whipping from me if you decide to fool around or anything. But yeah, as I was saying, you can be such a bastard sometimes. I haven't really told you this, out of embarrassment it caused me, but while we were having lunch earlier, I saw you stealing glances at our babysitter's cleavage. That is so wrong. You couldn't even get your eyes off her chest for a minute. I mean, she's like half your age. It's not like I could say anything then and there. You know, I was shocked. I didn't say anything, but inside I was like, what the fuck is wrong with my husband? Why is he so fixated on this girl? Yes, she does dress in clothes too revealing for a girl her age. But you really need to rein in your eyes, mister. They might get you into trouble someday. You could definitely get slapped for it someday, somewhere, by someone. I'm so tired, honey. I don't have time for arguing with you anymore. Let's just get into bed with you. Make room for me. Come on now, I don't have all day. There. Come closer. Yes. Are you comfortable? This bed is so warm. And I'm so cold and tired and blue. I really need a hug right now. Oh, thanks. Here. Come here. Kiss me. You still thinking about her? You know what? I need to punish you for this. For thinking about someone other than your wife. There's no way I'm letting you fuck me tonight. Yes, hon. You don't get to use your wife's pussy tonight. Stop. So, I didn't tell you this earlier, but when I caught you looking at our babysitter, there's something else I noticed as well. I mean, even though you were wearing those thick trousers, I could still see the huge bulge in your crotch grow bigger and bigger as you looked at her. Did she make you that hard, honey? Did the sight of her big teenage breasts, her young, tight body, the hint of her beautiful belly button, that flat stomach that her shorts t-shirt so readily revealed to your prying eyes, make your grown-ass cock grow so big? Well, no problem. But you can't have your cake and eat it too, right? There's no way I'm letting you put your dick in me tonight. Blueballed? I wouldn't call that leaving you blueballed. It's just what you deserve tonight, for thinking of someone other than me. I don't know, go jerk off in the bathroom to the thought of her. You're sorry. Well, I accept you're sorry, but tonight your dick is staying dry, husband. I'm going to sleep. Yeah, turn off the nightlight. Good night. What the? Holy shit, you perv! Are you really jerking off? Look at that, you bastard! Are you really stroking yourself to the thought of our babysitter? Good lord, you're not even ashamed. I'm here watching you, and you can't even stop. Boy, look at that. Look how this perv's hands is furiously massaging his meat rod as his wife watches. Look at the sounds you're making. You're so fucking pathetic. What are you thinking about, huh? What's making you moan and curl your toes so much, huh? Are you fantasizing about our babysitter's ass? Her tits? Oh, you would love to pound her teenage ass, wouldn't you, baby? You would love to disrespect me with her. Or are you fantasizing about her sucking you off? With that tiny mouth of hers? Her pink little pierced tongue slurping on your raging middle-aged cock as you caress her soft blonde hair? I can see your balls tightening, you perv. Her lipstick-covered pouty lips would look so good wrapped around your shaft. It's really getting you off, isn't it? Your wife's potty mouth is really helping you, isn't it? Well, I do need to get her ghost out of your head, husband. I really want you to shoot your load to the thought of her tonight, so you can regret it later for the rest of the night. Imagine the shame you'd feel after you've emptied your balls and realized that you're in bed with your wife, thinking about someone other than her. Yeah, jerk it, baby. Jerk your married cock. I bet the wedding ring is adding to the friction on your shaft, isn't it? Yeah, you're close now, you bastard. I bet you're still thinking of her. You would love to come on her face. A shiny teenage face, wouldn't you? She'd probably post it on Snapchat, that little slut. Yeah, jerk it, baby. I want you to come. Are you ready? Come now. Get to that edge. That's right. Are you there? Come. Come. Come, come, come. Yeah. Oh. You bastard. You pervert. Bathe in your post-orgasm shame now. Rotten hell, dear. Maybe you'll get to use my pussy tomorrow. Once you've decided how you're going to apologize and make it up to me. Good night.